We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's go live now overseas. A massive explosion in Beirut. We'll welcome on Jordana Miller joining us live. Jordana, the videos of this absolutely incredible, and we're expecting the death toll to rise as people kind of sort through exactly what happened.
That's right. The pictures are utterly heart-wrenching. An explosion that people who are a stranger to war say they have never seen, that felt like an earthquake. Officials there comparing the devastation this morning to the aftermath of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima. Just to give you an idea, this blast flattened and destroyed most of the port and then for miles around damaged buildings. And according to the Lebanese Red Cross, at least 100 people have died. But they do believe there are dozens and dozens of people trapped under the rubble, so that death toll is certain to rise. Hospitals say they are just simply overloaded, at least 4,000 residents injured, and still a lot of questions about what exactly happened. The Lebanese Prime Minister now confirming reports we had heard that there were almost 3,000 metric tons of ammonium nitrite, a chemical stored at the port, which seems to have blown up. But the question is, how did those chemicals get set on fire? Some experts who looked at the video believe maybe firecrackers or an electrical fuse blew and began that explosion, but still a lot of questions also about what the materials were doing there, for how long and how secure they were to have created such a blast that has devastated Beirut, and Lebanon was already in so much trouble.
Yeah, and Jordana, I mean, so it's unclear then whether it's accidental or deliberate?
Well, Lebanese officials have really been indicating this was some kind of industrial accident. So far, there have not been accusations that it was some kind of attack, whether that would be, you know, an attack by perhaps anti-government protesters or an attack from an outside country. I'm here in Jerusalem, and Israeli officials from the beginning across the defense establishment and then really the foreign minister going on public television pretty quickly after the news came out saying that Israel really has nothing to do with this, and they are offering humanitarian aid, sending their condolences. Israel's still waiting to hear if Lebanon will accept any of that help.
Is there any indication on how long it might take to figure out what was the root cause of this, if indeed it was some sort of accident, or, of course, as many first suspected, a bomb set off this explosion? Because of how dense it was, because of how much damage, could that take a lot of time?
They do believe it's going to take several days, if not weeks, to do a full investigation, which the Lebanese government has now said is officially open. But it will be, it will take some time. You know, there are already some documents that suggest these chemicals came off of a ship that docked in the port in Beirut many years ago, going back to 2014, and that they were there to either be sold or used. And now the question is, really, were they in a safe place? You know, there are lots of theories out there about how they were set on fire, because normally they wouldn't just explode on their own. They would need an initial, something to create that combustion. But again, those orange clouds of smoke that we all saw in the pictures point to that particular chemical, which now the government says, yes, this chemical is involved. There were tons of it, and they're you know, investigating.
All right, Jordana, thanks for the update. Jordana Miller joining us from Jerusalem on the explosion, massive explosion yesterday in Beirut.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.